You know what it's like to be caught behind a parade. Traffic slows to a crawl, and you've got no idea when you'll be moving again. Well, the parade of political appointees leaving the administration and not being replaced is having a wet blanket effect on buying and selling activity. That's according to Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners. He joins me now as the parade continues.
This is a great topic to be focusing on. It's one that's kind of inevitable for this time of year, but nevertheless, probably not the best news for government agencies or contractors who want to be moving full speed ahead.
Because there is a budget deal, there's a budget passed, we're into the fiscal year in a full way now for several weeks, and yet you see a slowdown.
Well, certainly there's going to be a slowdown. We have now, by some estimates, Tom, approximately 25% of all of the senior political appointees in the Obama administration having left already. That includes nearly 50 in the Department of Defense and over 50 in the State Department. And as the year progresses, all that number is going to do is get higher. And that's significant because while political appointees may not always have the depth of acquisition knowledge that careerists do, they do have the energy and they do have the ability to get things done. They're also the ones that are more likely to be the risk takers and the innovators. And as they leave, you're going to see a natural slowdown in the pace of change. Doesn't mean innovation is going to stop, but it does mean that innovators are going to be harder to come by. And if you're looking to do some substantial projects on a new basis with some of your bigger clients, that may not happen this year because there's no more political top cover there for those types of things to get done.
So pretty much anything that is already ongoing or programmed into the budget, you can count on. About anything new that you want to discuss or maybe experiment, forget about it.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Experiments are going to be fewer and further between. Even projects that have started, if they haven't gotten, I would say, maybe halfway through their project cycle, there's a tendency, Tom, to have these projects shift gears when political appointees leave and you start finding people in acting positions. And that's what happens when people leave. You get a lot of actors this time of year. What I always tell people is, look, if that project isn't far enough along, it's not going to be in fifth gear anymore. You're likely going to see it shift to third, and that can be very frustrating.
Let's talk about it from the standpoint of being a contractor. How do you approach agencies now with ideas at this point?
Well, I think the idea is to know who you're speaking with always. So if you've got a career person that you've been working with who you know has always been a core innovator, that's great. That's great news for you. But if you're starting a new conversation with someone you're not sure about or somebody who's been newly put into an acting capacity, you may not want to come at them with a state-of-the-art proposed solution. You may want to ratchet back and come in with the state-of-the-market proposed solution. People in acting capacities are likely to be more risk-averse. They understand that things need to be done, but they're going to be the ones that are more in favor of tried-and-true solutions.
And, of course, behind all of that is the fact that whatever new administration comes in, regardless of whether it's Republican or Democratic, it's going to have a totally different approach to how it wants to manage the government anyway.
Well, that's in fact the case, and I think, again, as the months in the calendar year 2016 progress on, we'll increasingly hear, if you're a contractor, wait, we want to not start anything right now. We don't want to have to start something, commit funds to it in the middle of 2016, only to have to stop and reconfigure when we get a new group of appointees, a new group of bosses coming in early next year. It's not to say that the government's not open for business. It is, but you just have to know what type of business is likely to get done this year, and it's going to be nuts and bolts type of stuff for the most part.
What if you're one of those non-traditional players or you're someone that is new to the federal market? Maybe it's a good time to do some of that seed work, at least so they'll know who you are when things return to some kind of more, I guess, bravery, if you will, in terms of innovation and trying stuff.
Well, there certainly are going to be some innovators around in different agencies. You look at some of the career people in the Department of Homeland Security. They have gone out and led some of the crusades for innovative technology. GSA still has its 18F, operation running. Department of Health and Human Services has a similar incubator program going on, as does DOD. Those are agencies that are still going to be looking for innovative solutions. They're going to be ones that are looking, probably though, not for large-scale projects. They're going to be looking for proof-of-concept type things. So innovation, but innovation on a scale that coincides with where we are in the political cycle.
Federal procurement expert Larry Allen is principal of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, great to share your insight.
Tom, appreciate it, and have a great week.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.